Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Alaska State Parks is soliciting proposals for qualified entities to operate and maintain campgrounds and provide boat launch services in Kenai Peninsula State Recreation Areas. Jack Blackwell, superintendent of State Parks on the Kenai Peninsula, spoke to KSRM.
Proposals are due for the boat launch services at Anchor River and Deep Creek. Proposals are due January 4th. And this is often referred to as the tractor launch. And large heavy-duty tractors will hook up to boats that are on trailers and launch them into the surf along the beach at Anchor River and in Deep Creek. And it's provides really important access for Alaskan residents and visitors to the Cook Inlet. It's an important service for our visitors and residents, and it's offered during the summer months. And it's an important part of our local economy here, too.
Also, State Parks is offering qualified businesses an opportunity to submit proposals to operate and maintain the Captain Cook and Anchor River State Recreation Areas.
Those proposals are due on January 19th. The campground operations will fall under a concession contract, and the successful applicant would be issued a four-year concession contract with the state. That's a little different than the boat launch services. The boat launch services, the successful applicants will be offered a competitive park use permit that's valid for a five-year period. And it's a little different structure. It's providing different services, and so we're handling it under two separate structures here.
Further details are available at radiokenai.com.
Hospital frontline healthcare workers were the first in Alaska to receive a dose of the COVID-19 vaccine yesterday. Unfortunately, Alaska also saw a presumed adverse reaction to the vaccine. A healthcare worker in Juneau who has no history of allergies had an anaphylactic reaction. Dr. Lindy Jones, ER treating physician and ER medical director at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau.
Approximately 10 minutes later, she felt flush and so took a Benadryl on her own, kind of sat around where we were monitoring people post-vaccine and felt a little bit short of breath, so then was transferred to the emergency room, where I was the attending physician. When she arrived in the emergency room, she was feeling short of breath. She was not wheezy. Her heart rate was elevated, and she had a red flushed rash over her face and torso. I was concerned about an anaphylactic reaction, so gave her the standard treatment of a dose of intramuscular epinephrine, and she responded immediately. And then gave her some more antihistamines, Benadryl, and some Pepcid.
Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, expected that a side effect like this could occur after similar reports were made in England after people there received the same vaccine. She also said that all sites that are approved to provide vaccinations in Alaska must have medications on hand to deal with an allergic reaction, and that was the case in Juneau.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.